Shmuel says on Daf Chof Hey, Kach Hayim in Hogo Shab Yehuda Bar Eloi Erev Shabbos Mevin Lo Arev Melei Chamin Veroches Panav Yod Veraglof Umisate VeYosef Besadinim Hamitziyotzim VeDomel Malach Hashem Tzvokos. And the Ram quotes it in Perek Lamed in Hilcha Shabbos Lacha Beis Ezu Kovid Zeh She'Amar Chacham Shemitza Al Adam Lilchotz Panav Yod Veraglof Bechamin BeErev Shabbos Ne covered Hashabis, umisatev betzitzis for Yoshev becovered Rosh, umechel hakbolus bne Hashabis, kmoshu yolse likras hamelech. The Chacham Harishonim, how you mekapsin tamidain, be'er of Shabis, umisatrim omer bo, venete likras Shabis hamelech. If you look, the Rav pointed out in the Rambam, in Per Gimel, Halacha Gimel, the Ram, many of the things that the Ram says, and based on the Sugya, in Shabbos, parallel the requirements in Hilchas Tefillah. As the Ram says in Perek Gimel, B'med dvam amurim she'enu metal l'tefillah ele yodav bilvad b'shah tefillos chutz mi tefillah shachris avo shachris rochets panav yodav v'raglav v'achar kach yispalo. So the Ram requires that for shachris you have to wash your hands and face and also your feet. And the Ravid is masig lo yadati raglav lama. The Bible says he doesn't understand where did the Ram get this yet? You wash your feet. And the Keshe Mishnah quotes the Mokah for the Rambam that the Gemara says in Bemetomim and Afnun rochitz odam ponav yadav raglav b'chol yom shnema kol parla shem lemaneu dehainu litfila shachus v'lini udala ishtamte hai b'reis laharavid elu shuzam v'famash to Lola inyan tefila isne hay brisa ella le inyan imuto lichotz ponav v'raglav kedeliapos es atzma ukedpivish Rashi. So, but the Rama holds that you have to wash your feet as well for shachris, and the source of the Rama seems to be this sugya in Shabbos. So, according to the Rama, you see that according to Rehuda Bar Eloi, that covered Shabbos is based on the same hachonas that you find for tefillah, because tefillah also is a b'china of kabbalas pnei hashchina, as if he's standing lifnei Hashem, ka'omid lifnei hamelech, and therefore whatever is required in dinei kabbalas pnei hamelech, namely in tefillah, is equivalent in Shabbos as well, and that's clear from the Lashna Rambam. Because by Shabbos, it's if he goes, the Ram doesn't say Likras HaMalka, but the Ram's gear says Likras HaMelech, because it's Ke'ila Omed Lifnei HaMelech, as the Ram says also that Lashon in Hilchos Tefillah. And if we look at all the different things that we have by Reb Chanina, they're all derivative of this, because it's Kabbalas Pnei HaMelech. Therefore, when he's Misateh Betzitzis, that's also by tefillah, also the Yinitikon HaMabushim, as it's clear, as the Ram says, the beginning of Perakei Mihilchas Tefillah. And what the Rambam says about Shabbos, Shaya Yoshev V'Kovid Rosh U'Meichel Kabbalas HaShabbos, is also a din by tefillah. That tefillah requires Kavana, as the Rambam says in Perak Dal V'Mihilchas Tefillah Locha Tesvav, Kol Tefillah She'ena V'Kavana Eina Tefillah. Matzah daito mishubesef v'libo torah also l'spala achi tishai sev daito, and also ein omdin l'spala lo mitoch schok v'lo mitoch kalas ros v'lo mitoch sichu p'teil and so on. So the Ram of the Mokah is the Mishnah in ein omdin, the ein omdin l'spala el mitoch covered ros. So we see that the hachonos that are required for covered Shabbos, which was the practice of Yehuda by Eloi, Chitzis pon of Yod v'Raglav, the Rama had borrowed that also for Hilchas Tefillah and Shachris, because both of them represent an encounter with Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ka'omed Lifnei HaMelech.